Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. So, been thinking about worrying lately, obvious reasons. You know, the topic of worrying as a Christian is a difficult one. Because to a degree we all worry. At Matthew chapter 6, here in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, in one of these areas of righteousness, right? Verse 25, therefore I say to you, do not worry. Verse 27, can worry add one cubit to your stature? Verse 28, you know, why do you worry about clothing? Then in verse 30, that first of four times, if you remember, that Jesus makes that statement, well, if you have little faith, it's connected to worry. Verse 31, do not worry about what you will eat, and so on and so forth, right? So Jesus deals with worry. And a couple other main passages we usually turn to talk about worry is Philippians 4 and verse 6. I'd be anxious for nothing, or your translation might say worried, you know, don't worry. But with prayer and supplication, make thanksgiving. Let your heart be thankful to the Lord. And the other one is 1 Peter 5 and in verse 7, cast your anxiety or your worries before the Lord, for he cares for you. So those are kind of the three big ones. And so the thing is, when we worry, what we're doing is, we're kind of saying a lot of things. Many times when we worry, you know, about even what Jesus talked about right here, especially. When we worry excessively, let me say that. You know, we're really saying something about our faith, our belief, or the lack thereof, right? We're saying things like, you know, maybe God's not in control. Maybe he doesn't love me. Maybe he's not concerned with me. Maybe he doesn't know what's going on in my life. You know, maybe he's not powerful enough to take care of my problems and, you know, and all of these kind of things. So when we excessively worry, that's kind of what we're doing. And, you know, we can't do that. And listen, worrying, it's just part of our nature, right? Let me tell you, four kids, whenever they are all got their driver's license and got to go out on their own for the first time, do you not think I was worrying, right? Concerned, might be a better word, you know, but you worry, right? Somebody doesn't have enough money to pay a bill, they're going to be concerned. Right, you just go on and on. I think that is just natural, right? You got a loved one that hasn't obeyed the gospel. You're worried about them, right? At least I hope you are. And so I think this is the standard for the question: when does worry become a sin? Two things to consider. I know it is a sin when that worry causes me to disbelieve in God and his promises. Worry has become a sin. And then number two, when worry causes me to disobey God. Right? So, I never encourage anybody to worry, but I think it's just part of the way that God made us. We're going to be concerned about certain things, but never allow it to bring you to that point where you disbelieve in God or disbelieve in his promises or you disobey God. And we kind of see that here. You know, when sin causes us to disbelieve in God, then I'm going to do things like verse 19 here. You know, and then I'm going to put my treasures on this earth because I think God won't or can't care for me. That kind of thing. Or worry becomes a sin when I disobey God. You know, when it because worry can just grip you, right? Paralyze you, paralyze your decision-making process. And then we don't do the things that God tells us to do, or we do the things that God tells us not to do, right? And then things like, you can even look at verse 24 here, then I'm going to make mammon or things my main focus. And I think you can see the point here. So, be careful with worry. I think it's natural, but don't allow it to get you to the point where you disbelieve in God and his promises, or you disobey God. And, you know, never let us forget, you know, what Paul writes there, and or Peter writes in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, right? Cast your cares, your worries, your anxieties upon him, for he cares. And so we'll leave it at that. You know, if you're here this evening and you haven't obeyed the gospel, you should be worried, right? We're not promised another heartbeat, another breath. And listen, every breath that you have, every heartbeat that you have, is God extending patience with you. It's a manifestation of his love, of his grace, of his mercy, giving you another heartbeat to come to him if you haven't. So if you haven't obeyed the gospel, let's take care of that. Or if you have, maybe worry, just gobbled up your faith and you left the Lord, and you want to come back, or you just need strength or encouragement, let somebody know. We'd love to help you as we stand, as we sing.